This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 251, Blade Trinity from 2004. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and my co-host is...
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, guys, we are on the final installment of the Blade franchise. Nate, I don't know where you at mentally with this franchise. If you're over it, are you ready for the new one coming out? So let everyone know, where are you with this three movie set?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to the new one. I mean, clearly by our scores, I love the first two. So to me, so far there's been three. We're going to talk about this one, but two of them I could definitely say I love. And we'll talk about this one. I am looking forward to I'm ready for a new one. Yes, for sure.
Definitely. I can see, for me, I started to get the like, I'm already over it.
At the end of two.
Yeah, at the end of two, I started to go, okay, I'm pretty much done with this franchise. But anyway, let's check out what the critics and audience have to say about Blade Trinity.
Okay, so this one, so far, we've been kind of surprised with the scores in general. They've been a little lower, at least critically, than we thought they were going to be for both of them. This one, maybe it matches our expectations. I don't know. This one has a 24% critic score, a 58% audience. So it's the classic double rotten. It's not fresh on either one. 24 and 58.
That's bad. Yeah. Now, I'm trying to think.
Both of the first two audience scores were fresh, but the critic scores were low on all of them. Remember, we were like, what the heck? Why is this low? It was like in the 50s, I think, for the first two, maybe 60. But this is definitely the lowest critics-wise.
Yeah, that's a pretty bad score. I mean, 24, you're in for a treat now. I mean, you're into a treat.
Three out of four people don't like it. That's what that means.
Yeah, I mean, where do we land in our review? We're going to find out soon. But let's get right into it with our lead character, Wesley Snipes, for the final time as Blade. Nate, take it away.
You know what? And knowing all the stories of behind the scenes of this movie, it makes it watching it now. I haven't seen this. First of all, I haven't seen this movie in years. This used to be in my rotation of nap movies. So this was a movie that when it was on streaming, I used to put it on to take a nap because I can't put something on that's like too, like I get too into it and I can't fall asleep. So I used to put Blade Trinity because I was like, whatever. So I remember when I first saw it back in 04, I didn't even like it then. I was in high school. So I didn't really rewatch it. I haven't watched it in full in years, but knowing the story of like the onset and Wesley Snipes hated the director and he wouldn't talk to him and he would literally pass him notes. He made them all call him Blade on set. Like, he wouldn't answer to Wesley. He was passing him notes that would tell him, like, I hate you. Like, don't talk to me. All this stuff. Knowing all that, it makes it even more obvious that he did not even want to be in this movie. And they should have changed his name from Blade to Bland. Because he is paint drying in this movie. Yeah. What happened to all the personality from Blade 2? Even one. All we get in this is he gets a baby and he goes, coochie-coo. That was horrible. And then he like smiles at one part, like does this little grin. Other than that, Wesley Snipes is on airplane mode. You ever put your phone in airplane mode? That's him. The phone still works, but it doesn't can't really do much.
He was on airplane mode, man.
Like, that's the new term. He was on airplane mode. He was sleepwalking through it. As far as the character, I don't know if you'll agree, but I think you're going to agree. He gets nothing to do in this movie. He gets no growth. He gets no storyline that like builds him up higher than he's already been. He gets no like Whistler's in this in the beginning, dies. It's super like unceremonious. It just happens and that's it. He's just like okay with it. He doesn't seem sad about it. It's a terrible version of the character. The action scenes, he could still, you know, Wesley Snipes still does his thing, but it's not enough. I gave him a 5 in both of the first two. I gave him a 2 in this movie. It is bad. Like, him as the lead is bad. And then they gave him friends. He doesn't need these other people. So it even diminishes him more. So I gave him a 2.
You know, it's so funny because I did not know where you're going to go in terms of lead character, right? Mm-hmm. Because sometimes you give me some wacky balls, bro. Like, sometimes you'll be like, it's a 3. You know, I gave him a 5 and then it's a 3. And I'm like, all right, you know what? You dropped him to a 2. And you know, I know we're in the same brain waves because I gave him a 2-2. Like, the minute I started to watch the movie, I'm like, you could totally see he did not want to be in this movie. The character, and I have a, to me personally, could have been like, you know what? Why couldn't we get Guillermo del Toro back? Because I have a feeling he had a great chemistry with him. Yep. And you could see he had a lot of fun in Blade 2 because the fighting sequences, it felt like he was in it. This one, it was just like a nonchalant fight scenes when he was doing it. He was just like, oh, yeah, yeah, okay, I'm getting paid. All right.
Steven Seagal.
Yeah, he was Steven Seagaling this shit. I did not like Blade in this. I thought it was very lackluster character. And I love the first two. Well, first of all, I think the second Blade version of the Blade in part two, I thought it was way better than one. But at least part one, they gave you something. Like, if he wasn't going to talk, at least his mannerisms were, you know, he was feared. Like, everyone feared him. This one, he was just walking around the street shooting people. And I'm like, what? Like, I just did not know what we were getting ourselves into, but you could tell he was not into Ryan Reynolds. Like, you could really see hates Ryan Reynolds. There's a lot of scenes that when the cameras pan on him, he looked like he wanted to punch him right in the face. Like, and I don't know what, if they did have beef on the camera or whatever, but you could tell Wesley Snipes did not like Jessica Biel and Ryan Reynolds. And it could be they took his shine. They were like, you know what? This is my movie. And why do I have to share the spotlight with you buffoons, you know? I agree with you. Wesker dying was one of the dumbest moves I think I've seen in it. And he died like so dumb. He's hitting a computer to erase it and he sits down to get exploded. Like, yeah. I was like, what is? And you're right. Blade didn't do nothing. He didn't cry like in the first movie, right? And I was just like, okay, that was kind of whack. Then he comes across his daughter. Didn't seem happy. He was just like, Abigail. That's it. That's all he said. Abigail Wesker.
Wesker's daughter.
Like, yeah, he's like, hello. All right, you guys are so young. And, you know, and that whole speech of him giving, it could be a speech that he really said it, because you could tell he was like, that's the only part he really acted.
Yeah.
That was the only part he really acted in, because they took his spot.
Yeah.
So I agree with you in that sense. Like, the new characters, I know we're doing Blade, but honestly, this movie did not need Ryan. I like Ryan Reynolds as a person. I think he's funny. He does great things around the community and all this stuff. But acting wise, he just annoys the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not your cup of tea.
And he had the same jokes as fucking Deadpool throughout this movie. And I could see why Wesley Snipes wanted to stab him in the face. Because I was just like, man, Jessica Biel, beautiful. But
not a good actress.
Is not for her.
No.
She is not good for this role. I think it could have went to someone else, maybe. But honestly, these characters should have not been there. You had a blind lady that's reading. Now, I don't even want. Why
she
am I
she
trying
was
to
blind
dissect this
and
name?
She was able to make all these chemicals and mix them all and do. How can you do any of that without being able to see?
I agree with you. And that's what I was talking about. I was like thinking to myself, like, wait a minute. Came up with Blade's new breathing, like inhaler. Yeah, like how that, and then she put that video going, Blade, I didn't have
no
time.
If you see this, I already died.
Well, first of all, we couldn't see. How can you tell if the camera was on?
She should have said, if you can see this, I can't see it. That would have been a better first line.
Oh, you're so dope. But yeah, look, at the end of the day, I gave it a 2 also. I think Wesley Snipes didn't give two shits about this movie.
No.
You gave it a 2. All right. Main villain. I did not know it was Dracula, to be really honest with you.
I remember. This is one of the things I remembered about this movie because I think it's so... This gotta be one of the top 3 worst versions of Dracula that has ever been in a movie that I've ever seen. First of all, Dominic Purcell. That's the actor. Let me start here. I know he was on Prison Break. I didn't watch Prison Break, but I know a lot of people watched it. And apparently he was cool on Prison Break. That's great. You know, maybe he's made for TV and not for the big screen. Because this guy is a black hole of charisma. He's got none. He's a black hole of charisma. When he's the scene that there's one scene. If I never remember anything else, like, I'm probably never going to watch this movie again. And in 5 years, I'll still only remember this scene because it's the only one I always remember. When he's walking around the streets of LA and everyone's going fast And he's going slow.
Oh,
he's walking slow down the street. And there's like this horrible like music playing. What happened to the sound? The soundtrack was so good in the first two. And this one's horrible. It sounds like a 2001 Hewlett-Packard commercial. Every song sounds like it's the worst.
Printer.
Yeah. So he's walking down the street and he goes into this gothic store and there's like little Draculas. Oh my God. The girl tries to sell him like a dildo with his head on it. And he's like, that's the scene that I always remember for this movie. And the fact that they did that with their villain and they thought this was a good idea and it's supposed to make him look cool and tough and strong, it's a total failure. I think, I don't hate the idea of having Dracula be the villain because he is like, you know, the ultimate vampire. That's fine. This version of him is absolutely horrible. Dominic Purcell is horrible. He does fight. Okay, he fights Blade at the end, sure. But like, there's so many moments where like, they could have made him truly evil. And he's not. When he takes the baby and he goes and stands on the ledge, you know what would have been better? If he dropped the baby off the ledge and Blade had to jump down and save the baby. Instead of chucking the baby right at Blade, this is the most evil thing on earth, is he's still going to let the baby live and just throw him over just so he can escape, like, weak. I don't mean drop the baby and let him fall. I mean, drop the baby and Blade has to save
him off a roof.
You know, like, choose. You're either going to save this baby or you're going to fight me. But just gently toss the baby over to Blade. Whack. I hate his other form, like his weird monster form. I really hate everything about him. And the worst part about him, and I'm done here, is that he goes by Drake. That is the worst part. Like, some people called him Dracula. Some people called him the freaking Gorgon or whatever they said. Dagon. That was it. Some people call him Dagon. But now he goes by Drake. what? Just call him Greg or something. One.
Yeah.
I give him a one. He's horrible.
I gave him a one too. He was where can we start? I agree with you. I think the most memorable moment for Dracula in this movie was when he picked up his own box of cereal, the Count Dracula cereal. He picked up the Count Dracula. Yeah. And then what's funny is the guy behind the counter, he was like, "Hey man, are you gonna buy something, man?
Huh? He's just talking to you."
Yeah. Matt Tuff to a guy that's bigger than him. And I started laughing. I said, "Oh God, yeah, you're right. That jacket was really horrible." The fight sequence was pretty cool, but why every vampire movie that we see with AKA Dracula in it, right? Or Lestat or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Why they gotta be like a good looking guy? Like, why can't it be like a normal looking dude? Like, it gotta be him jacked.
Yeah.
It has to be him looking very pretty.
He got the square
boy.
Jaw. You know, he got the open shirt, the muscles.
Very, like, why can't it just be an average Joe?
This is my guess, because since you asked, I think the romantic part, there's that whole romantic thing with Dracula where, like, the women are very attracted to him. And so I think sometimes filmmakers just try to do that by actually making it a good looking person. But look at like the old, like Bela Lugosi looks like a old uncle or something, you know, like.
Right.
Make him look regular.
Like wouldn't it be more, I don't know, to the viewer, it would be pretty cool for like an average Joe. Like he has this power that he could seduce women without, I mean.
Kind of Gary Oldman. He wasn't like, he's not like the most beautiful man on earth. And he looked like regular. So yeah, I agree with you. It could work.
Yeah, like it couldn't, I mean, I don't know. But anyway, I was just like, he didn't fit. I mean, he's just like the guy from Van Helsing. Like he did not fit Dracula. Oh, like when I think of Dracula, I'm like, I don't see this guy. Like I don't see like,
shaved
I don't
head,
know.
Open poetry shirt.
like hazel eyes.
Oh my God.
I'm just like, this dude is like straight up. Like I was like, I don't know. It did not work for me. The other scene that was cringing is when he's sucking the blood of the lawyer. And then they walk in and he's like, he could morph into anyone. And I was like, when the hell can Dracula do that? I was like, I know he could morph into bats and wolves and fog. I never see him morph into dudes like
morph into fog. true. He does. He turns into mist.
He does morph into fog. Yeah, he does. But like, you never see him morph into like anyone he sucks the blood of.
This one,
like,
can also walk in the sun. It's changed a lot.
Oh, he
can
walk in the sun. Yeah, because he's the original vampire.
So where did all these other ones get the non-ability to do? It doesn't make any sense. I don't want to think
about it. It does not make sense. And I'm like, first of all, he didn't bite everybody that's a vampire. So like, why is this virus going to eliminate all the vampires?
Because, right.
Like, it just made no sense to me. Anyway, at the end of the day, he is a one. Triple H is a one. And then it goes down. It was the worst. He was bad. But anyway, everyone got ones across the board. Yeah. Action scenes.
This is probably the least worst element of the movie. I use that phrase exactly because it's not amazing. It's the least worst. It's okay. Honestly, I think the opening scene's pretty good, even though it's kind of a copy of the scene from Blade 2 where he's like in Europe, sort of, or someone that looks like Europe. It's not, apparently. It's supposed to be LA, but it looks like freaking Romania or something like that. they drive out in the streets and they're in LA all of a sudden. But the car stuff was pretty cool. I like when he jumps the car like out of the other car and over. Like, the action scenes were okay. The fighting scenes are pretty good. Wesley Snipes does look like he's on autopilot, but I will say this much. Wesley Snipes on autopilot, it's still like okay. It's still better than, like, he looks better than Ryan Reynolds when he's fighting. That's for sure. Jessica Biel's okay. Like, it's all okay. The last fight is decent, you know, with Dracula. One thing this has, it has CGI, but they seem less rubbery than in Blade 2 at a lot of parts. Remember in Blade 2, the CGI, they look kind of rubbery. So here they used it, I think, a little bit better. I gave it a 3. I didn't hate the action. Like, there's a lot of stuff I don't like about this movie, but the action was fine. It was fine. I'll give it right in the middle, a 3.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to drop it. I know we gave it a 5 on one and two. I believe we gave it 5s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, 2 should have been a 10. But 5 is the highest we go. This one, I'm going to be honest with you, I gave it a 2. I thought it was decent. I couldn't get behind it because I felt like the energy in the fight scenes were freaking lazy. Like, it felt very lazy. It felt like they just threw it, like, they just copied paste and just threw it on. Wesley Snipes does not look like he was having fun like he did in the other. Yeah. Only when he was using his gadgets, you could tell he had fun. When he had the sword with the whip, that shit looked mad cool when he was using it.
Yeah.
And then when he was walking up the corridors and he shooting them, he's going bang bang. I thought that all that shit is cool. I was like, wow, this is. But other than that, like, Ryan Reynolds fighting Triple H was god awful.
Oh yeah.
Jessica Biel with her stupid arrows was not fun. They did not utilize those weapons very well in this movie.
Yeah.
Honestly, the last fight between Dracula and Blade was very lackluster for a main villain that everyone knows, Dracula. I mean, not this version of Dracula, but Dracula's Dracula. Yeah. It was not a good fight, and I couldn't get into the movie much. Now, the car chase scene, I will say, is the car chase scene was kind of very, I don't know what you think about this. Did you feel like the car chase scene was very, like, not even amateur? Like, they just did not know how to shoot a car chase. Like, it was just garbage.
I mean, really short. Like, it was fine, but it was very basic.
It didn't even feel like a car chase. Like, he hit the nitro. He flew out of the back of the truck.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden it was just a straight drive. Like, I was like, this is not even a car chase.
Yeah, he,
like,
turns on his special UV headlights.
Yeah.
And then the guys melt and then the other guy crashes. I mean, it was very short, but it was whatever.
I felt like it was lazy car. Yeah. Like, they was like, let's just throw a car chase with his car at the end of the day. I don't know. Like, it could be me, but yeah, I just threw it a 2. I was like, I couldn't, it was not as good as though. And then he didn't use the sword.
True.
Right? He went back for the sword. Yeah, he never used the sword. He never used the sword. Now I'm thinking about it now. Blade is the sword. I mean, they call him fucking Blade because he has a sword. He never used the damn sword. I'm like, wait a minute. Part 2, he used the sword everywhere. He was like, ching, ching, ching. Part 1, he did the same thing too. Yeah, he never used it. Now I'm thinking about it. Yeah, that's why I gave it a 2. No sword. I was like, you know what? So anyway, I gave it a 2. You gave it a 3 down the middle. Storyline.
Bad. This is bad. And this movie has so many things that I hate in movies. And there's one thing that I really hate in movies, and it is funny. I did a review years ago on YouTube, my old YouTube channel, for a movie called Maze Runner. I don't know if you've ever seen Maze Runner. I thought Maze Runner was okay.
I think so.
It was an okay movie. But there's something in that movie that I hate. And this movie does it as well. And that is when they take objects in the movie and they give them these stupid names. And they do a scene where they're like, we call it blank. We call it, I hate it so much. This movie has a whole segment with Patton Oswalt and Ryan Reynolds. Like, we call this the Ark. And it's just that little stick with a light on it. And then we call these the something dogs. Sun dogs or whatever. I'm like, oh my gosh, stop with these stupid names. They're bullets. That's a bullet. That other thing is like a laser. Just call it what it is. Like, I absolutely, it makes me cringe so hard. And this movie, they do it 50 times. We call this this. We call that this. We call this the God Slayer. We call it. I'm like, oh my God. So I hate that.
God Slayer.
You know what I mean? They all have all these stupid names. So I hate that. And that's all part of the script. The dialogue in this, oh my gosh. I mean, there is some dialogue that will just make your ears bleed. It's so horrible. Every time Triple H talks, I wanted to mute it. And I love Triple H, the wrestler. Don't get me wrong. I've seen him in WrestleMania. It was awesome. He was a great wrestler. But as an actor, every time this man opens his mouth, it's terrible. Ryan Reynolds, every time he opens his mouth, terrible. Like, his dialogue is terrible. I don't hate Ryan Reynolds, but I don't like him in this at all. He's very annoying. And yeah, the script is just pretty bad. I hate what they did with Dracula again. You know, he's Drake. No, he's not. He's not Drake. Okay, he's never Drake. The reasoning behind why they wanted to bring him back doesn't make any sense. Like, they bring back this guy who's just gonna kill everything anyway. You know he's not gonna, like, he's gonna do what he wants. And well, we need him to kill Blade. Meanwhile, they set him up to go to the FBI. They could have just let him get arrested. If they really wanted to, they could have just let him be arrested. Yeah. But they had to go do... So, like, there's so much stuff that doesn't make sense. And it's... You know what's the worst part about this movie? You know, we talked about the first movie. Well, I have something to attach to this for the overall. But this is a boring movie. This is a boring movie. I know you said one was boring. And I definitely agree there's patches. But this is boring from start to finish. Like, the whole thing is boring. So I gave it a one. It's really... It's not an interesting storyline at all. And how did Blade not be more aware of who Jessica Biel was? Whistler been with him since he's young. Blade is way older than her. He should, like, know more about her than he does. So it's kind of weird.
You know what? From your mouth to God's ears. Because that's what I gave it. I gave it a one. It is a god-awful movie. Yeah. I mean, storyline. In terms of storyline. You're right. I mean, there's a lot of plot holes all over the place. You're right. How the hell does he not know the daughter? And, you know, it's funny. Whisker didn't even talk about his daughter that much. Only in the first movie, when he talked about it to the black chick, the main black chick that never came, never did a movie
that
ever again.
Never came back again.
Yeah, pretty much. And all of a sudden, that's it. Two, they never mentioned his kids. They just say they all died from a vampire that slaughtered or whatever.
This is his bastard daughter.
Yeah, the bastard daughter, yeah. Like, so anyway, I didn't like it. Triple H was god-awful, all right? The other vampires were god-awful. All of them were horrible. Dracula, a piece of crap. The only shining light that I said, man, if they could have ran with this story, would have been so much better, is when they had the harvesting plant. In the
that was a cool idea.
That joint was mad cool. I was like, man, they should have just did that as the storyline. He had to stop all these harvesting, you know, taking people from the streets and, you know, people disappearing. And I would be like, that is way more believable than Dracula coming back and going to a Hot Topic and checking out his. And it's like, it's not even Halloween. So, like, why is there so much Dracula shit all over the place?
I see,
like,
you sell vampire merchandise in the window. He's like, yeah, look around. Like, what kind of store is this?
Do you got that new Dracula penis pump? Because I'm looking for one.
We got it. You want a tattoo?
You want a tattoo of Dracula?
In a tattoo chair right in the middle of the store. Like, what is this?
Yeah, it's just so dumb. Like, and there was no creativity in this. Whereas the first one, there was creativity. Like, they expanded the story. They evolved in terms of characters throughout. Besides Whisker coming back, but at least they did something. This one, there's no expanding the universe. There was nothing. I mean, in the beginning of the movie, they're going on archaeology looking for a freaking Dracula. Like, I don't know. And why didn't he just come out? I mean, he just busted out of the floor. So, like, why didn't he do that in the other damn movie?
Yeah, was he, like, just, like, sleeping right under the sand? Like, where was he? And how did he know they were there?
Yeah, he was like, they're right here. And all of a sudden, he busted out. I was like, what?
That's so stupid.
Yeah, it's lazy writing. Honestly, this is really, it's a very weak story. I couldn't get behind it. That's why I gave it a one. And it's funny because it's David S. Goyer.
Who wrote the first two.
Whoever wrote the first two. But I think the influence of Guillermo del Toro helped part two a lot. I bet he did a lot of changing around. Like, let's do a little bit of this and then change this. But anyway, for those of you out there that don't know who the hell this guy is, he did the screenplay for Terminator Dark Fate. He did Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice.
That's your joint. He did Batman Begins too, movie. I think he worked on Batman Begins as well.
Yeah, yeah. Let me see. I'm trying to get the
he's
big
50,
like 50, what?
Bro. He's done some okay stuff, but he's done some
Man of
trash.
Steel, Dark Knight Rises, Story. He didn't write that one.
Didn't write the script.
Screenplay, he did Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance.
Oh, baby.
That's your favorite.
We're going to do that movie.
Oh, I can't wait. And then he did the story of The Dark Knight, because I know that one was written by Christopher Nolan's brother and him.
Yeah.
Right? Those are the two. And then Batman Begins with screenplay and story. Yeah. So he wrote, you know.
That's a great movie. He's capable. He's a capable writer. But this
he did Dark City, The Crow City of Angels. That was not good.
I love Dark City.
That's pretty much it. But yeah, I mean, he's a well-known, like, you're right, he's a hit or miss type of writer. But to me, he missed this one by a long shot. But anyway, with that said, one across the board, yeah. Overall, Nate.
I'm glad you brought him up, though, because I was saving him for here. Because here's my thing. He directed this movie. He directed this movie as well. Oof. And I think as a writer, it's fine. Okay, sure, whatever. This movie, what this movie doesn't have that the first two movies have, it has no style. This movie has no style. This feels like you could have directed it. This feels like I could have directed it. The second movie, when you are a fan of movies and you find out that Guillermo del Toro directed it, you could feel his influence on the movie. You could see his style. You could get his sense of humor. You can feel it. Stephen Norrington, I mean, he's not as famous as Del Toro, but if you know his background in visual effects and things like that, you could see he had an imprint on. Like that movie, you know, remember one thing we talked about? Yeah, the story's not amazing, but it's a very cool movie. It's very sleek. It has a look. It has a feel. This movie has no feel. This, it feels like a generic, basic, it almost, there's times where it almost seems like it wasn't a Blade movie. And they just put Blade in it. Like, this was just some other vampire movie they were wanting to do. And you know what? Let's put Blade in this thing. It's directed like a straight-to-video, you know, movie. And I think that's the problem. I think David Goyer's a horrible director. I've only seen this, and I think there was one other movie he directed. I can't remember the name of it. It's called, The Invisible or something like that. If he directed a movie called The Invisible, let me know. But I'm pretty sure he did. If that was him, that's the only other movie I could remember that I watched that he did. Yeah. Okay, he did. And that was horrible, too. So I've only seen him that as far as directing those two movies. And I think he's not a good director. He has no style. He has no imprint on it. And it hurts the movie. That being said, the Blade, you know, Wesley Snipes being on autopilot for most of the film. The cast is actually okay. Like Patton Oswalt is in this. I like him, but he's barely used. I like Natasha Lyonne, the lady who plays the blind scientist. I like her as an actress. I love Parker Posey, but I hate her in this movie. She's like the lead vampire woman. Oh my gosh. This gotta be her worst performance that I've ever seen. Because I like her in a bunch of other movies. So like the cast is cool. The action's okay. And even then, it's just a real turd of a movie. It's just, it's a nothing burger with extra nothing on the side. I gave it a one.
I agree with you. I'm going to keep it short. Everything you said is absolutely right. I did not even know this. He directed and wrote it. And maybe that's the reason why Wesley Snipes was like, dude, you're not even a real director. Like, why are you telling me to do something?
I respect you.
Yeah. Because you know what? There's a scene in the movie that I was like, this is a very horrible scene. And why did it get shot? Mm-hmm. Is when they hanging the guy off the freaking bridge. And he goes, oh, there's a phone call. Then he goes, it's for you. And then they let him go. Like, what's the point of it? Like, I didn't get it. I was just like, this is so freaking dumb. Like, it was just a horrible scene. And man, you're right. There was no style to it. And it was really bad. I didn't like it at all. And it's funny. This is what I wanted to tell you before we wrap it up was my DVD didn't want to play. I put it in the player and it said DVD can't be read. And I was like, damn. And my wife goes, man, the 4K doesn't want to play your movie. Right.
The DVD said, no, I tap out.
Yeah. So what I had to do was it was like a 3-pack for like $30. So I got the digital code, like the digitals of all three. Cause I wanted Blade 2 anyway to have it digitally. HD, so I was like, might as well just pay $10 each, and it is what it is. So I paid the $30 to get all three of them, and it was unrated, which I was like, oh, okay. So it was the unrated version. But I was like, what was unrated? Because this movie was just so bad. It was it was really, like, again, I paid for it. It is what it is. But I had all of them on DVD. So to let everyone know, I don't own it in Blu-ray.
You except
the
first one in 4K.
Yeah. The first one. But 2 and 3, I only owned the DVD. So I had to get the upgrade.
I had to rent it for $4. So I paid $4 for it. And I watch it on the computer, which it wouldn't have mattered. It's probably better. If I put this on a TV, I'd be more mad. I'd be like, oh, I got this great TV and I'm watching this piece of garbage on it.
No, I agree. Anyway, I gave it overall, I gave it a 1. I don't think the movie's not that good. I'm never going to see it again, to be honest with you. But all right, Nate, what's your total points?
8. I got an 8. 8 out of 25. I don't know any big fans of Blade Trinity. I think I might have met one or two people who like were like, oh, I don't think it's not that bad. Maybe they're part of that 58% that think it's okay.
There's one person I'm thinking in my mind.
Me too. It's probably the same person. It might be the same person.
You want to say 1, 2, 3, we say it together? Let's go.
Is this someone on Instagram that we know?
One of our followers.
Oh, it's one of our followers?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Well, the person asked, okay, we'll do 1, 2, 3 and we'll go. We'll give him a shout out if it's not him.
Yeah.
I don't know, but okay, go.
All right, here we go. Ready? Two, one, yeah. Three.
Hot Kal-El Tony. Daily. I'm pretty sure Kal-El likes this movie.
I think Tony
Tony Movie Chappie probably. You're right. Tony, he's probably like, Chappie. Hot take. Yeah. I love Blade Trinity. I'm about to ask him. I'm going to send him a message.
We're
going to
take a poll. Yeah. See who's right.
I think Kal-El might like it though, because I know he likes like X-Men Origins Wolverine and he loves Superman 4. And he, so
yeah,
there's a good chance he's a big fan. Anyway. 8 for me.
All right, yeah, I gave it a 7. That was 1 point below
pretty
you.
Bad.
Yeah, look, it's not a good movie. So this should have been slotted with our horrible sequel month, because that's exactly what this was. But look, with that said, Nate, what is coming up next?
Well, we're done with Blade. Thank God. So, you know, it's kind of, I'm glad it's only 3 movies and 2 of them are good, because at least it was
that's
short.
True.
We get out of there and we saw some good movies in there. All right, next episode, we're wrapping up sequels month with Kill Bill Volume 2. We did, of course, Kill Bill Volume 1 in female-led action, like way one of
our first
ones.
I think that was episode 24.
Oh, wow. So 226 episodes later, 28 episodes later, getting to Kill Bill Volume 2. And then, I'm very excited about this, Alex. We're going to be starting a new series. And it's a series of movies that I haven't seen any of. So, You already know, it's about that time to start our next Bond series. And we're going to be doing some Sean Connery. So, kicking it off with Dr. No. That will be my first. I've never seen any of the Sean Connery Bond films. So, we will be doing Dr. No. So, our next episode's Kill Bill Volume 2 and Dr. No.
Jesus. I can't wait for that. Because I haven't seen them in ages. Except Goldfinger. Like, I always, like, you know how you pick movies to fall asleep?
Oh, yeah.
I always put on some 007 movies just to
Goldfinger. That's all I know from that.
That's all you
I've
know.
I've never seen it. Yeah.
I believe episode 24 is Kill Bill. I'm trying to pull it up right now, and I believe I'm right. Oh, Kill Bill is 24.
So damn, 228 episodes later, yeah. Or 230 episodes, something like that, we're going to get to Volume 2.
Yeah, so there you have it, guys. If you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram, at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast for with him and his friends called NateFlix Movie Reviews. Anything Action Movie Guys, head over to Instagram at Action Movie Guys Podcast, or head over to YouTube.com/GeeksAndFlix for the video version of the podcast. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and he is
Nate from NateFlix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.